This week I want to spend some time looking at the halachot to do with the tefillot of Shabbat, and I want to start today with Kabbalat Shabbat. So Kabbalat Shabbat is in actual fact not a statutory service. It began with the Kabbalists from Tzfat in the 16th century, so it's of relatively recent vintage and innovation. And indeed, this, according to some authorities, is the reason why many shuls, Kabbalat Shabbat, the Shliach Tzibur, stands on the bima rather than the amud at the front of the shul, to show that it's not a statutory tefillah, but it's just something that's been added in recent generations. Sheilos Tshuvot Revivot Ephraim suggests two other reasons why the chazan stands at the bima rather than from the amud. One is that it's symbolic of going out towards and greeting the Shabbat. So he's going to another place in the shul to welcome the Shabbat. And also suggesting that seeing as it's not really part of tefillah at all, it doesn't need to be in a low place, and therefore the shliach tzibur can stand on the bima, which traditionally is a high place in the shul. That's one of the questions comes up, which is when do we actually bring in Shabbat? So the Shulchan Aruch speaks about that in the old days, when they said Baruch Hu, that was when they accepted Shabbat upon themselves. But nowadays, with Mizmor Shir, that's the acceptance of Baruch Hu. And the Mishnah Berurah points out that in actual fact, places where they say Lechadodi, then when one says the final verse of Lechadodi, one accepts Shabbat. But if one has in mind that one's not actually accepting Shabbat till either Mizmor Shir or till Baruch Hu, then one can obviously say these Mizmorim, and it's not an automatic acceptance of Shabbat. Should also be flagged up, of course, that in the winter when we tend to daven just before Shabbat really comes in, then Shabbat's come in even before we say Lechadodi or before we say Baruch Hu. There's a machloket between the Mishnah Berurah and the Aruch HaShulchan about which direction one should turn when one says the final verse of Lechadodi, Boi V'Shalom. The Mishnah Berurah and many other Achronim say that one turns Letzad Ma'arav, towards the west, because the Shechina resides in the west and we're turning towards the Shechina. The Aruch HaShulchan says one turns towards the Petach, towards the door of the Beit HaKneset, because one's welcoming in the Shabbat or going out to welcome the Shabbat. So obviously a nafkamina will be in a place where the door is not on the west side of the shul. That's according to the Aruch HaShulchan, you would turn towards the door rather than towards the west. And according to the Mishnah Berurah, you would turn towards the west. That's Rav Moshe Feinstein in Igrot Moshe. He says the Ikar is like the Mishnah Berurah and doesn't think what the Aruch HaShulchan says really makes a lot of sense. But he says whichever way one does it, whatever the minhag is, that's acceptable. The whole point is that it's Lichvod Shabbat. And either way, it is Lichvod Shabbat in this case. That's we have the minhag to say Bame Madlikin, and that indeed is a full siman in itself in the Shulchan Aruch to say the Mishnah of Bame Madlikin. So people who prefer not to bother saying it, that they're missing out a whole siman in Shulchan Aruch. That's the Shulchan Aruch says that the Sfardim say it before Ma'ariv, and that's correct. But the Mishnah Berurah points out that the minhag of Ashkenazim is to say it after Ma'ariv. The reason why the Sfardim say it beforehand is because they davened Ma'ariv earlier, and therefore it was still not yet dark. It was appropriate to say Esartem, Eravtem, Hadlihu et Aner. But when we get to that point in the service, in any event, it's dark. So therefore, we leave it till after the tefillah for the benefit of latecomers, so that they've got time to make up the tefillah a little bit while we're still saying Bamei Madlikin. He says that according to the Bach, it should be said after Kiddush, because Eule Yom Adif, it's better to bring in Shabbat as soon as possible and pronounce the sanctity of Shabbat. Therefore, Bamei Madlikin should be said after Kiddush. He says our minhag is to say it before Kiddush, the reason being because we've got a principle, Ner Beitov Kiddush Hayom. If you've only got a choice between buying oil to light the Shabbat lights or buying wine to make Kiddush, that one buys the oil to light the Shabbat lights. They take precedence because of Shalom Bayit, and therefore Bamei Madlikin comes first. The Shamru is said before the Chatzi Kaddish and before the Amida. It's a bit of a question, why isn't this a hefsek between Geula and Tefillah, which even at Maariv one should be careful about. The Mishnah Berurah explains that it's like a Tefillah Arichta, like it's an extension of the Tefillah, or an extension of the Geula, that if the Jewish people keep Shabbat properly, that on two occasions, then the Geula will come, and therefore it's not really an interruption. The Maaseh Rav brings down that the Minhag of the Vilna Gaon was not to say it, but even so, in his shul, the Shliach Tzibur and the Tzibur did say it. That's after the Tefillah, we say Vayechulu. That's, and this was primarily introduced for the benefit when Shabbat falls on Yom Tov, when we don't say it in the Tefillah, in the Amidah, so that we're able to say it afterwards. That's the minhag is to try and say it with two people, to, as it were, to give Eidut on Maaseh Bereishit. That's the Mishnah Berurah in the Bi'ur Halacha actually says that one should try to say it with a minion of 10 people. It seems to be some sort of Davar Shebikdusha, and he even says that one should hurry one's Amidah a bit in order to finish, to be able to say it together with the Tzibur. However, the Chazon Ish was of the opinion that one shouldn't worry about saying it together with anybody else. It's not for us to be to give Eidut on the works of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ad Kan.